Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It.
I'm Allison Stewart.
The Twitter account for Room Raider is self-explanatory. Each tweet rates the Skype and room, Zoom room setups of various pundits, celebrities, authors, and politicians. The reviews are pithy, snarky, sometimes silly, and provide a very necessary distraction. It's also this window into people's lives and living rooms. A sampling of some of the recent reviews. Gwen Stefani received a 10 out of 10 for her COVID cabin. Great frames. Moose antlers are points. Representative Adam Schiff received an 8 out of 10, gaining points for old books and, quote, good natural light, but losing points for a lack of decorative pillows. Queer Eye's Karamo Brown got a 9 out of 10. He lost a point for bad plant placement. And NBC National News correspondent Saul Kapoor was delighted by his recent 10 out of 10 rating, tweeting, "My work here is done." Room Raider, at Rate My Skype Room on Twitter, is the brainchild of a couple, Claude Taylor. Hi, Claude.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. And Jesse Barry. Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Since launching in April, they've amassed more than 300,000 followers and rated countless rooms. Today, I will face the judgment of Claude and Jesse. Before that, let's talk a little bit about the count and how to provide and give some tips to how to set up a good Zoom setup so you can get a 10 out of 10. So, Jesse, a lot of us have these ideas. Hey, we should just do this thing. Why did you go ahead with this idea? How did it go from just the you two talking about it to you making it a reality?
Actually, people don't believe us when we say it, but it was an accident. We'd been talking about it, and one Sunday afternoon in April, Claude said, you know, just for fun, let's set up an account that just rates rooms. And we had been already watching the news. We're both news junkies, so we already had MSNBC and CNN on all the time. So he just said, okay, let's open it up. So I think it was about 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and we set it up, and we did maybe three or four that first day, and then the second day we did a few more, and then by, I think, the third or fourth day, we had 3,000 to 4,000 followers, and then we realized it was growing, and since then, we've got to 320, is it, Claude? 320,000 now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it just, it really was an accident, and, you know.
Claude, what was the first room?
The first room, the name just came up because I just saw her. Oh Lord, I'm blanking on her first. I'm sorry. They were just talking about her on MSNBC an hour ago because she just gave birth to a baby girl, and this is so embarrassing that I can't remember her name. And I was like, I just told Jesse an hour ago that was our first room. Oh, now we need to look it up. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know what? I'm going to put our producer, Jordan, on. Jordan, look that up while we talk. So what was it about this woman's room that made you think you needed to comment on it?
I'm sorry, about that first room?
Yeah.
It was just, if I recall, kind of a ordinary bookcase. And, you know, so many, especially early on, so many of what everybody was zooming was just their bookcase. I don't think the angle was very good or the light was very good. And it was just kind of it was just a little bit drab looking. And since then, as I recall, the rooms of the person that I still can't remember the name of, I'm very sorry about that. Her room has improved a lot. A lot of people's rooms have improved. People are really using a little bit, putting a little bit more time and thought into their background. People have added some depth, have added a piece of art. We're big on plants. Sometimes people like to joke about it, but you know, we like plants, and there's even the occasional pineapple that makes an appearance. But these are all things that just help improve the character of a room.
Now, Claude, people who are listening,
actually,
think
her
you
name
might...
was.
Oh, go ahead.
Evelyn Farkas was her name.
Evelyn Farkas, and you gave her. Is that it? Somebody's looking. We'll confirm that later. Claude, I want to ask you this. You worked as a travel photographer. People might have been picking up talking about lighting and placement. How did your photography skills translate to this world of rating Zoom setups?
Well, you know, I think I maybe do have I do look at things in terms of overall composition. When you're creating a Zoom room, I think it's useful to think of it as if you were framing a photograph. Hmm. What do you want in that frame? What do you want to include within what the camera sees? And oftentimes, what do you want to exclude can be just as important. So that leads to kind of a compositional structure to it. We talk about balance. We talk about depth. I think those are kind of principles that I may have, I may be tuned to a little bit because of my photography background.
My guests are Claude Taylor and Jesse Barry. They are in charge of the Room Raider Twitter account that's been keeping us so entertained over the course of the pandemic. So, Jesse, what are the most common mistakes people make with their backgrounds?
I think the one that comes to mind the most, the one that we see a lot of, is just the height of the camera, and that can make or break a room completely. Most people have it too low, so it's supposed to be more eye level, so that we can see behind the person. I think that would be the one that comes to mind. Lighting. It's amazing how much lighting can change a room, just so we can see the details of it behind the person. I think a lot of people, like, they think it's, I was just going to say, the camera needs to be as far away so we can still see the depth behind the person. And even just simple things like adding a plant or a piece of art, we actually see a lot of bare walls behind people, and that can be fixed with just a piece of art. Those are the things that come to mind the most.
Claude, you guys have coined a term or a phrase, chord violation. What is a chord violation, and why does it lead to subtracting points?
Well, I'm not sure how it became a term, but it just we noticed that sometimes somebody would have a really well put together room, but there's just an electric cord. It can be the cord from a phone charger or from a lamp, most commonly. And, you know, just by turning the lamp or placing a plant in front of it, or just doing something very simple, you can simply hide the cord. So when we see a cord that doesn't really need to be there, we call that a cord violation. And we have that broken down into minor cord violations, chord violations. So, you know, we try to show a little bit. There's some nuance there about how serious an infraction having a visible cord is in your room. It's not necessarily one of the most serious violations.
Now, you folks commented on our WNYC colleague Ilya Marit's room. You rated it. You said doors, angle, small lamp, cluster frames, hard to keep straight, 7 out of 10. To which Ilya responded, "I'm not straight, so that makes sense." Snark meets snark. You mentioned angle in Ilya's rating. What angles are best for a video call?
Well, in terms of angle, if you're talking about having a sharpened angle, as opposed to shooting something straight against a wall, can give you a sense of depth. It can add depth to your room, and that can be very beneficial. That, not to say some straight shots also can work and can be effective, but in general, we prefer to see shots at something of an angle in order to maximize depth. The key thing, and it's slightly different, which Jess mentioned, is not so much angle in terms of how we think of it, but the height of the camera position itself. If you don't mind my mentioning it, Allison, your room, while perfectly good, and we are big fans of brick, brick and books is a natural way to go. You need to raise your camera angle about your camera height about 6 inches and reframe the reframe it with, you know, a couple more encyclopedias underneath your laptop or your camera.
I did notice that, because you know what, I have a professional outward facing, we're doing events angle, and then that's the one you saw is just sort of my, like, hey, hanging with everybody on my team angle. But maybe I should just commit to the better angle and be done with it.
Well, you know, a couple things. I mean, it's going to show your background better. And in general, I mean, what we try to avoid, you never want to go full nostril. And so often we've gotten to see so many people's nostrils, and it's just not, you know, it's not, it's just not something, you know, none of us are really here for that. And, you know, I just don't think it forwards the conversation really. I think it's better just to raise the camera, go eye to eye, and, you know, the composition will be better. Your background will look better, and you'll get a better room rater score for what little that's worth.
Jesse, what do you think is better, natural light, or should we bring in some sort of artificial light? Can I use a desk lamp? Where should I put it?
Natural light would always be best, but it's not always possible because a lot of people are doing interviews in the early morning and later in the afternoon. A lot of people have been using ring lights, and it's kind of more of a professional setup, but you can just bring in what I did, because I had to learn how to set up my room for interviews, was I just used every single lamp in my house and brought it in when I was doing an interview when the lights were low. And then it really depends. I mean, some people have lights that reflect off the ceiling as well, so you have to really be careful with that, but it can be tricky for sure.
My guests are Claude Taylor and Jesse Barry. They are the couple behind the Room Raider Twitter account, which is hilarious. So you rated former U.S. Representative and current CNN contributor Mike Rogers was disappointed with his original score, which was 2 out of 10. He's lit pretty harshly. He's up against the curtain background. You guys wrote, has been taken hostage. Now, he has managed to change things up. He says, I've managed to escape the secure location for now at least. What do you think of my new setup? Rate my room. Better lighting, art in the walls, a framed photo. You gave him a second attempt, was 9 out of 10, declaring hostage no more. Have you had a lot of these, Jesse, a lot of these exchanges with people actively trying to bump up their score with you guys?
Yes. Actually, as we grew, it started happening more and more often. It actually surprised me, because at the beginning, you know, we only had a few followers, so there was very few people that actually played along. But as we've gotten bigger, it's become a bit of a thing in some newsrooms. And yeah, we have lots of people asking for another chance. Some people just go ahead and make the changes, and then we see them, and then we bump them up. A lot of people, the hostage video has become quite a popular term with a lot of people. So some people that have had a hostage video rating, we definitely like to do the redemption stories. That's a really big, that's the most fun for us, actually.
So we asked some of our listeners to send in photos, and we sent you one of them from a listener named Scott Gilmore. And he said, I felt I had to add a plant because of Room Raider's hard marking. So you have seen Scott's setup. Can you give us your feedback?
Well, okay. Scott did his homework and he nailed it. I mean, that room was a 10 out of 10. I don't know if it's on your Twitter account so people can look at it. But he really brought it all together. He has the depth. He has some great lighting. He brought in the plants. He's got some artwork. He really brought all the elements together and presented a very balanced and attractive room full of personality and character. Great room.
Jesse, anything to add?
No, that pretty much sums it up. That was really good.
So So, Claude, you have launched a Room Raider shop, and all the sales help fund PPE donations to Hopi, Sunni, Navajo, Sioux, Cheyenne, and other Native American tribes, as well as first responders. Why was it important to you to have these donations provide aid to Indigenous people?
Well, you know, I mean, having a platform, you know, like Room Raider or anything else, it only means something if you can do something, hopefully something good with it. And, you know, this Twitter account, Rate My Skype Room, started, you know, more or less as a response to the pandemic. And, you know, it was really just intended to be lighthearted content for a very difficult period. And we really, for the most part, just try to bring some humor and levity to the fact that we're all stuck at home, especially reporters and the punditry class. But as we grew, you know, we were all paying attention, and we became aware of the PPE and face mask shortages that our first responders and hospitals were facing. Within a few weeks, had started sending face masks to some of the hard-hit hospitals in New York City. But as the pandemic sort of wore on after a couple months, and as the Room Raider account took off, the pandemic had sort of shifted west and southwest, and a lot of what we were hearing was a lot of Native American tribes had just been left out of the distribution of PPE, that were just not getting the resources that they need. They still aren't. And we just saw a need within the community, the Native American communities, to just provide resources to them directly. So we, for example, one of our first big projects was the Navajo Nation, which is actually spread out over four states in the Southwest, requested that we provide 175,000 cloth washable face masks for each of their citizens. So we took that on, and with the backing of Room Raider, the folks that who follow us on Room Raider, we were able to do that, to get that done. Just right now, this week, the Northern Cheyenne in Montana are receiving 8 cases of face masks, like 100% cotton washable face masks. Again, enough for their entire population on the reservation in Montana. So, I mean, these are just, you know, I mean, we just did it because we could, and we felt like it needed to get done, and so we're doing it.
My guests have been Claude Taylor and Jessup Barry. You should definitely check out Room Raider on Twitter. And for the record, that first room was Elise Jordan from NBC News, who just had a baby. So congratulations to her and to her husband, her partner, Mike Hogan, and to her, I'm assuming, going to be very lovely background, or at least foreground, because she'll have a cute kid with her.
Exactly.
I'm so apologetic for not being able to remember Elise Jordan's name. For the record, she did have a so-so room, but mm-hmm. as the months wore on, her room became glorious, and congratulations on the new baby.
Claude, Jesse, thanks a lot.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.